Before beginning to study this mechanicality and all the principles of correctly conducted self-observation, a man must decide once and for all that he will be unconditionally sincere with himself, that he will shut his eyes to nothing, will shun no results wherever they may lead him, fear no inferences, and impose no limits upon himself in advance. Furthermore, in order that these principles may be properly perceived and assimilated by each of the followers of this new teaching, an appropriate form of language must be established, since we find the existing form quite unsuitable for such a study. As regards the first condition, it is necessary at the very outset to give warning that a man unaccustomed to thinking and acting along lines that correspond to the principles of self-observation will need great courage to accept sincerely the conclusions reached and not lose heart, but submit to them and continue to follow these principles with the crescendo of persistence that this study obligatorily demands. These conclusions may, as is said, upset all the convictions and beliefs deep-rooted in a man, as well as the whole order of his usual thinking. And in that event, he may be robbed, perhaps forever, of all the pleasant values dear to his heart, which have hitherto made up his calm and serene life. Thanks to correctly conducted self-observation, a man from the very first days will clearly grasp and recognize without question his complete powerlessness and helplessness in the face of literally everything around him. With the whole of his being, he will be convinced that everything governs him, everything directs him. He neither governs nor directs anything at all. He is attracted or repelled not only by everything animate which has in itself the capacity of arousing one or another association in him, but even by entirely inert and inanimate things. If he frees himself of all imagination about himself and of all self-calming, impulses which have become inherent in contemporary people, he will recognize that his whole life is nothing but a blind reacting to these attractions and repulsions. He will see clearly how his so-called world outlook, his opinions, character, taste, and so on have been molded. In short, how his individuality has been formed and under what influences it is liable to be changed.